Father, we give you the praise. We give you thanks. We bring you honor. We bring you adoration. We ask that you breathe upon this service today. We ask that not one person will leave here the same. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. For all you have done, please take your seat. We bring you, thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bring you thanks. For all you have done, we bring you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bring you thanks. Thank you, Lord. We bring you thanks. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21, all the way to verse 22. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt? I'm black, and astonishment has taken hold on me. Why? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Subject is balm in Gilead. And this is part two. Our objective is to understand the power of the anointing of the Spirit of God to heal. In the first service, we saw that it is God's will for his people to be whole. It is God's will for his people to be healed. Healing is a package in redemption. Healing is in the redemption package for man. Matthew 8:17. The Bible said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the same. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Jesus died to save our souls. He died to heal our sick. Second thing to note is that the anointing of God is a channel for the transmission of the power of God, of the healing power of God. The anointing of the Spirit is a channel. In James chapter 5 and in verse 14 and 15, it said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, he shall be forgiven. Anointing him with oil. And so, the anointing of God is a channel. Now, in the first service, we began to see what is in the anointing. What about the anointing that is responsible for healing or for wholeness? We saw in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, how that Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. What is in the anointing? First, we say the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and restoration. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and restoration. It repairs and restores. We saw that in the first service. Because of time, we might not go into the detail of that. It transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and the Spirit of restoration. Secondly, the anointing transmits the Spirit of life and the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. Everywhere the Spirit of God steps, life steps in. Thirdly, we said, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of liberty. Is the Spirit of liberty, is the Spirit that confronts captivity. Is the Spirit of liberty. Fourthly, we said, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of a sound mind. The mind is sound, a working mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So the anointing is relevant for mental health. The Spirit of a sound mind. That was where we stopped in the first service. I pray that the people of the first service will also listen to the second service message so that they get a full package. Number five, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of creation. Is the Spirit of creation. The Spirit of God is the raw material for creation. Is the Spirit of creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of creation. Creative miracles happen by the agency of the Spirit. Creative miracles happen by the agency of the anointing. Somebody say a loud amen. Number six, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of might and strength. The Spirit of God imparts might, imparts strength. So the Spirit of God dissolves every form of weakness and sickness. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of might, is the Spirit of strength. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, concerning, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and the Spirit of might. One day, Samson was confronted with a lion, by a lion. And in Judges chapter 14 verse 6, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord rose mightily upon him. And he rent that lion as he would tear a baby goat. Mightily. is the spirit of might, is the spirit of strength. You are not permitted to be a victim of weakness. Break down today and tomorrow. When the spirit of God, by the anointing, is upon your life. Number 6, 7 now. The anointing of God lifts burdens and breaks yokes. It lifts burdens and breaks yokes. Dissolves, lifts burdens, breaks yokes means it dissolves enemy oppressions and enslavements. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, he said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing lifts burdens and breaks yokes. Dissolves enemy oppressions and enslavements. Whatever is pressing you down is handled by the anointing. And finally, number 8, the anointing transmits the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord is a sanitizer of the system. The spirit of God sanitizes the system. The spirit of God is sweeps the system clean. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 11, concerning, it said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Look at verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand? The Holy Ghost has a fan, and he will thoroughly sweep his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn chaff with unquenchable fire. That is, the things that are inside you that are not meant to be there can be swept off. Do you understand that somebody one day after an anointing service, went and passed out? Things forgotten in surgery. He sweeps whatever is inside you. We have had testimonies, diverse testimonies. The other day, I think a lady passed out a rusty pin. All manner of things out of the body of the people. And then the affliction in the system disappeared. His fan is in his hand, and he sweeps, he cleans, he purges, he sanitizes. Hallelujah. I believe that someone here today will experience a cleansing of the system. If you are that one, say a louder amen. So from the morning service, we have said many, many things now. And the first thing we said is that the Spirit of God, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and restoration. And then the anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of liberty. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of a sound mind. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of creation. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of might and strength. The anointing lifts burdens and breaks yokes. Dissolves enemy oppressions and enslavements. And then the anointing transmits the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is a sanitizer of the system. Now, how do we receive healing from God? The same thing I said in the first service, that healing from God is received
under two platforms. Number one, the word of God must be received in order for healing virtue to be transmitted. The word of God must be received. In Proverbs chapter 40, verse 20 to verse 22, Proverbs 40, 20 to 22, the Bible said, my son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Keep going. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God is life, and it is health. Luke 6 and in verse 17, the Bible said in Luke chapter 6 and in verse 17, and he came down with them onto the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea. And Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. To hear is to be healed. Somebody say a loud amen. So we receive from the word. The word must be received. Number two, faith must be placed in God, not on any material point of contact. I wonder why you didn't place any scripture there. Faith must be placed in God, not on a bottle of oil. Faith must be placed in God, not on a mantle. Faith must be placed in God, not on a man of God. Faith must be placed in God. And Hebrews chapter 11, nothing, which I said, emphasis, nothing must be idolized. Nothing must become an idol. And nothing must take the place of God. God is God, and God is no man. Now, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Mark chapter 5 verse 34, Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. It is faith that makes whole, faith in God. And I believe that somebody is being made whole today with this 17-minute message. I speak to you right now. Everyone who is a victim of injury, whatever is wounded in your body, I declare the healing of the wound right now. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy today the spirit of life. Everything that is dead in your life is coming up alive in the name of Jesus. I speak today liberty. Every area of bondage in your life, I declare the yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. I speak today a sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind. Everything that has put your mind under pressure, I declare that oppression is released back to hell in the name of Jesus. I speak today, creation. Everyone in need of a new fallopian tube, a new ovary, a new lung, a new kidney, receive creative miracle in the name of Jesus. I speak today, strength, weakness disappears right now in the name of Jesus.
Oppressions dissolve, enslavements disappear, and I speak today. The sanitation of the system, whatever is in the system that is not meant to be there, clean that right now. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Begin to speak to God. Move over me. Spirit, move. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands everywhere you are.
Begin to talk to God and just tell him what you want him to do in your life. What you want him to do in your life. Move in my life today and change my story. You want today to mark a new day in your life? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? Everywhere you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly rush to the front here. Anywhere you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, Pastor, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God.
I want my sins forgiven.
I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Quickly, stand up on your feet. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bag. And rush to the frontier. I'll give you the count of 20 to give people on the gallery the chance to come forward. One.
Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. It's waiting for you. Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Rush forward. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Jesus is waiting for you. Give him your life. Give him your life.
Rededicate your life to Jesus. You've done this before,
but you want the yoke broken.
You are bound by an addiction, tobacco smoking, like that man. Something has tied down your life. Immoral living, prestigious living, whatever it is, you want the yoke broken. Quickly rush to the front. I'll give you another count of 10. 1, 2. Place your hand on your chest. Father, I pray for the people I ask that the hold of sin be broken. In Jesus' precious name. Again, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.